Exactly, dude.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. A couple of these calls we're going to press on. The tourists last night or yesterday showed up at Universal. Probably had the worst attitudes in the entire universe when it comes to their safety. The LA Fire Department and LA County were responsible for putting that fire out at Universal Studios, and they said to the guys who ran Universal, the theme park up there, don't open this place. We got canisters blowing up and debris is flying a half mile away.
Yeah.
And so
black mushroom cloud.
This is crap.
Exactly. And then these crazy tourists start bad-mouthing Universal. Like they planned this. Like this is all part of the scam to try to scam these people. Oh. Gabby in Temecula, you're on 97.1.
Hello.
Hey.
I just want to say, when I saw this yesterday morning, my husband saw it first, and then he had me come in, and I said, what are people crazy taking their children there? I said, it's going to have to be closed, definitely. It's going to be closed for the day. And he said, oh, no, it's saying they're going to be open. I said, oh, it will not. And who in their right mind would ever take, not even themselves, but why would you take your children to a smoke-infested area?
I don't know.
Is that not crazy?
I don't know where these people have come from, Gabby. We thank you for calling. Yeah, why would you drive your kids towards a fire?
Yeah.
You know they should have done? Everyone who showed up there with a kid yesterday, they should have taken all the kids in a van. And, like,
Child
they
services.
Take them away from, the polygamists. Take these kids away from these parents.
Yeah.
How dare they do that?
It's kind of counterintuitive as a parent, huh?
Well, it really is. It shows the lack of care you have for your kids and the lack of concern you have for yourself. You're driving towards the biggest fire in the history of the valley.
Yeah.
Because you want to go on a ride or get a snow cone.
And I think we can't oversell the point that there are explosives in this theme park.
Yeah. There's bombs going off.
Yeah.
What'd you say? Mostly John Travolta's old films? Come on,
this
Jerry, please. Get out of here. All right, Donald in Long Beach on 97.1.
Hey, how you guys doing?
All right.
Yeah, my first thought when I woke up yesterday morning and turned on the TV and I saw that on the news, my first thought was, they're going to close.
And forever.
And I called a friend of mine who used to work up there with me, and we were saying the same thing. They're going to be closed up because I used to work there during the 94 Northridge quake.
Oh, is that right?
And that was the first thing that we thought of when we went. Some of us still have to go to work that day just to make sure everything was all right. And people were still showing up knowing. I mean, come on. You're going down these streets, these freeways. Freeways collapse.
Right.
Gas fires everywhere.
Wait a minute. So you were one of the guys that showed up initially at Universal after the 94 quake?
Right.
And how many people?
I worked there. I worked there at that point.
Got it. How many people did you have to turn away?
Oh, man. It had to be a couple of hundred people.
Jesus Christ.
They thought they were smart. They'd be the only ones in the park that day.
Oh,
we'll get
man.
There early.
They thought they were getting on the rides real quickly.
What jerks.
You know, I think people get into a mindset of, I'm going.
Yeah.
No matter what happens, I'm going. If my wife falls, slips, and breaks her hip, has to go to the hospital, she can spend the day in a hospital, but I'm going.
Yeah, no matter what.
People have that, they have that mentality of a child when it comes to amusement parks. Like, when you were a kid and your mom or dad would say, next week we're going to, SeaWorld. And it was pouring rain or something happened where, uncle got killed in a car wreck or
so
whatever.
So what?
You're like, but we're still going.
Yeah.
Right?
The perfect example of that is we had a big grad family outing one day where we went horseback riding. Then we were going to Worlds of Fun, which is like our Magic Mountain.
Jesus
my dad,
Christ.
I saw my dad get bucked off a horse, thrown 10 feet, break his own collarbone.
Are you serious?
Yes.
And I, for the past 25 years, I've had my family mad at me because I said, well, we're still going to Worlds of Fun, right?
I guess that's the same way as
but
a kid.
But I was five.
But as an adult, you've got to change your mindset.
Right.
When a theme park is on fire, two city blocks and 200 firefighters are trying to put it out, you got to say, maybe we're not going.
Yeah.
Maybe we're not. That's possible. Just maybe. Mario in Hollywood, you're on 97.1.
Hey, Tim, how are you, sir?
All right, dude.
And by the way, I like you very much, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Funniest guy
around. Appreciate it, man.
But
Thank you, sir.
Let me get to the point. I was watching the TV myself, and I was saying, there's no way this park is going to open.
Right.
But yet the representatives of Universal Studios came up and said, we're going to be open, what have you. And I'm thinking, if I'm in vacation, my kids have been wanting to go there. You know, the kids, bug and daddy, I want to go. And I'm thinking, okay, well, these guys are reps, and they would be able to, decipher if the area is safe enough. If they're saying it's open, I'm going to go over and take a shot.
Right. Did you take your kids there yesterday?
Oh, no. I live here.
Do you have any kids?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Would you take them there yesterday?
I'll tell you what. See, I'm talking about the vacationers. If I'm coming from a long way and the plan was to go to Universal Studios and I'm hearing the reps saying, hey, we're going to be open. See, the reps did this, unfortunately, because
guess what?
Thinking about the money.
Hey, Babu, guess what? Where, after the first plane went into the World Trade Center, the parking lot was still open underneath.
Oh, come on. The plane, all that smoke. Are you kidding me? That doesn't even compare to
that.
Yeah,
the parking lot was still open underneath. Would you have parked in there?
No, of course not.
Get out of here, you jackass. What's wrong with you?
Borders, Books, and Music was still open. You could grab a CD.
You know, drive your kids to the biggest fire in the valley. God almighty, people have to try to justify that. Well, if I was from out of town, well, it doesn't matter if you're out of town. You're still a human being, and your kids are affected by that same kind of smoke and fear. The kid would be scared to death to go at Universal yesterday. Hey, Ma, why is it dark at noon? Well, because the biggest fire in the history of the San Fernando Valley is happening 9 feet from us. That's why it's dark. God almighty. Amy and Fulton, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, Tim, how's it going?
Hey, all right.
So I used to work at Disneyland, and when 9/11 happened, people were still coming to Disneyland. They had to, turn the people away.
And I asked the other guy at Universal, how many people showed up the morning of 9/11 to go into Disneyland?
People are insane, crazy. Like, people would still go.
Were there thousands?
I would probably say.
Were they yelling at you and saying, well, the plane didn't crash into, the Magic Castle, so what's the problem?
Well, I have a season pass.
Thank God I didn't have to deal with that. I actually worked in the scheduling department, and I actually went into work that day because I had to call everyone and tell them not to come in.
Schedule some people off for the next couple days.
Yeah.
I just
closed that one day.
All right. We thank you for calling. I remember listening to the Stern Howard Stern show the next day, and Robin went to her bowling league.
Yeah. I remember that.
Jesus Christ. I tell you, some people, I don't know whether some people, and she obviously. Baby, sweetheart, please. It's my daughter. She just loves that Like a Show. But when people are, they see something in the news and they have a mindset of, oh, well, that affects them. It's not going to affect me.
Right.
It's why a lot of people get killed who are filming things. Have you ever seen somebody videotaping something on, America's Funniest Home Videos, and the car runs right into the guy videotaping? Because the guy with the video camera thinks that he's watching TV.
He's invincible.
Yeah, he has no idea the car is actually coming at him live. He thinks, well, I got a camera here. That's a little screen. I'm just watching
this
it on
TV. This is a crazy movie.
It's not going to affect me. And the guy plows into him, and he's dead. That mindset will get you killed. If you show up at Disneyland on 9/11, if you show up at Universal after the 94 quake, if you show up and you want to try to get your kids into Universal while it's on fire, those kind of moves are going to get you killed eventually. Eventually you're going to do something and everyone in your family is going to be wiped out.
Yeah.
So please, folks, just do what everybody else does. All the 99% of the normal people in the world would not have gone to Universal. And yet the annoying tourists were bitching and complaining that they couldn't get in because, Universal said it was going to open, which they probably tried to, and they couldn't. It was closed due to a fire, for God's sake.
Please, folks, let's calm down with the craziness.
All right. Exactly. All right. I'd like to find out who said that. He's a very smart man. All right. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Gina Grad is with us. It's Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM.
It is disappointing, but because it's, we were here 4 years ago, but not at Universal Studios. So, it's disappointing for students and staff, and we'll make the best of it.
We don't have a car, so we're really mad. We got to get back on the bus or train for 2 more hours, so I don't know.
And having a young child here, Dad, you're probably really annoyed.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I called just to make sure because, the internet's not always accurate. So I figure I get a live person on, and they told me, no, it's open. you know, City Walk, everything's going to be open. Just come on by. And it seems like they're scamming people for the money and then turning them away, which is really horrible.
I don't think there's any effort to accommodate us. And I think that, you know, it would be one thing if I didn't call. But, I mean, I called. They said, come. It's going to be open today.
The Tim Conway Jr. Show, starring Tim Conway Jr.
Oh, boy.
On 97.1 SoCal's FM Talk Station.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Gina Grad sitting in. Nice to see you, baby.
You too.
I just went to the soda machine during the break and saw a piece of paper attached to the soda machine. And I thought, well, here's a, looks like a woman's writing. Does it look like a woman's writing?
It's very nice, yeah. Yeah.
With some extra time on her hands.
Yeah.
It says, hi, soda man. How about some Arizona diet green tea with ginseng? Or other sugar-free with other sugar-free tea with Splenda. Thanks.
Jesus Christ.
Who has time to write the soda man?
Yeah.
All right. Universal didn't open yesterday because it almost burned down, and lots of people almost died, and they didn't open because 200 of the city's firefighters and the county firefighters were trying to put out a major blaze. So it didn't open because it was dangerous for everybody to go in there.
Yeah.
And yet the tourists showed up and they demanded to go in. Those are the people that eventually will die by accident.
Probably a fiery accident.
It'd be like something dumb. You know, like, watch, I'm gonna take this bucket of cement and tie it to my leg and see how long it takes me to untie it when I'm at the bottom of the pool.
And they'll just be mad about it the whole time. Like, I don't have to move from this spot. I don't care if there's an anvil or a grand piano or whatever's hanging over me. I'm not moving. Oh!
I don't know if Randy can talk about this. Can you talk about the where you used to work and what happened?
I can talk about all of that stuff.
All right. But you used to work at Magic Mountain, and you did the funnel cakes?
Yeah. For my second year there, I worked there for 4 years. My second year, I had to work at the funnel cake shop at the very front of the park, which is usually the last thing people do right before they leave.
Yeah, you want a funnel cake for the road.
Wait,
right.
When did you manage the Moose Burger Lodge?
That was my last year.
Oh.
Wow.
I got
Look at Gina got all up in your grill.
Yeah, I was like, what are you talking about, funnel cakes?
The saga of Randy Wang at Magic Mountain. Anyway, so what I used to have to do is when the park would close at midnight, you know, that security would start sweeping through the park, getting everybody to leave, and the funnel cake would be the last thing. We'd keep it open until probably 1 in the morning, and then somebody would have to stand at the end of the line and start turning people away, saying, sorry, we're closed.
And that's you.
And I had to do that probably about 50 times, and every time it was the hardest job I've ever done in my life. Every guy, I woke up, can I still get a funnel cake? Sorry, you know, we're closed, we're out of dough and stuff. What do you mean? What the F? I waited here all day. All I wanted to do when I came to Magic Mountain was get a goddamn funnel cake, man. That's all I wanted.
Man.
And every person was like that. There's nothing harder. You think telling, you know, someone that your kid is dead is hard? Try telling someone that they can't get a funnel cake at the end of the night at Magic Mountain.
Now, that's one of three amusement parks that Randy used to work at. And you worked at an amusement park that we won't name, but you were manning a ride and somebody died on the ride?
Yeah.
And people were waiting in line. You had to turn everybody away.
I had to go through the line and tell people, sorry, we're closing down the ride. A woman just had a heart attack.
This is crap.
And people were like, but then give me a free pass then, because I had to wait here for 2 hours. I don't care if a woman died. I want to go on my ride.
I'll sit next to that dead woman.
Yeah,
I need to be on Batman.
Wouldn't it creep you out?
Or whatever it was.
Wouldn't it creep you out to go on the same cart that a woman just had a heart attack on and lost her life?
Jesus,
I don't care.
Man.
I waited 2 hours.
They were clearly not my people. Oh, my God. That could have been me. Oh, my God.
People at amusement parks are the biggest a-holes in the world.
I guess you become one once you get in there. All right, Julia in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1. How are you?
Hi.
Hi, baby.
My mom was going to take me and my sister to Universal Studios yesterday, and she promised, and we bugged her and bugged her and bugged her, and she kept saying it was on fire, and we didn't believe her, and we were watching the news that night, and it was on fire, and it showed the fire, and we got scared, and we thanked her for not taking us.
Did you ever say sorry, Mom?
Yeah, we, like, apologized and gave her presents and everything.
All right, well, we're going to give you something else to give to your mom here.
Mm-hmm.
Does she like championship off-road racing by chance?
I don't know.
May not be the best gift for you. How about this? That's not good either. How about this? A four-pack of tickets to see Los Angeles Avengers. You can take your kids over there, all right? All right, hold on 1 second, okay?
Okay.
They take on the Kansas City Brigade. Ooh. June 15th at the Staples Center. It's nonstop fast-action football. Go to LAAvengers.com for all the latest arena football information. Sit close if you dare.
And it took an 11-year-old to bring us back to sanity.
But how about mom using the fire card and getting it right? I mean, you know, you could say that to your kids, like, hey, listen, we'd like to go to the movies. Well, we can't. The building's on fire.
Gregorian's on fire.
Yeah, and then they find out it's not. And then they hate you, and they don't believe you for the rest of your life. But now, mom is like a hero with the kids. Like, no, man, I kept you home so you could be safe. All right, a woman, I was watching the news last night, and again on Sundays, they don't have the regular crew in. And I was not familiar with this news reporter. I believe she works for KABC. I'm not sure. But this is her name. She was reporting on the fire at Universal yesterday.
We have more on this breaking story. Our team coverage continues with Eyewitness News reporter Shubha Ravindran.
Hey-o! With Eyewitness reporter who?
We are live at Universal City. Shubha Ravindran.
I can't get the name, ma'am. Let's go back to the other one here. This is a clearer pronunciation of this woman's name. Here we go.
Continues with Eyewitness News reporter Shubha Ravindran.
Are you able to decipher the first name from the last name?
Reporter Shubha Ravindran.
I'm not sure of the ethnicity of it. Is it Hispanic?
I think it might be Indian.
Reporter Shubha Ravindran.
Shubha Ravindran. Shubha Ravindran. Sounds like something you'd say right before you took a shot of Irish whiskey. Hello, Shubha Ravindran.
Jeff drinks it.
Hey, it does sound like a high-end Irish whiskey.
That sounds like a beer that Jeff would drink.
A double shot of Shubha Ravindran, please.
Shubha Ravindran.
All right, let's start the clock here and see if it's closest to the spelling of Shubha Ravindran. Let's start Gina Grad. Let's have it. Shubha Ravindran.
Shubha Ravindran.
Yeah. Please use it in a sentence.
Can I have the Latin root, please?
Works as a reporter for KABC.
Okay. I'm sorry. Can you use it in a sentence?
Shubha Ravindran reported on the fire at Universal.
Okay.
Shubha Ravindran.
Shubha Ravindran.
Shubha Ravindran.
S-H-I-V...
Sorry, baby. Let's talk to our next contestant here. And what is your name, young man?
My name is Randy Wang.
Randy Wang. All right. And you are from Van Alden High School?
Yeah.
And you get a shot here. Again, the name is...
Shubha Ravindran.
Shubha Ravindran.
Shubha Ravindran.
What's the origin?
I believe it's foreign.
Okay. I'm going to go with Shubha Ravindran, S-I-V-A.
Sorry, dude.
Oh.
Bad vibes. You know what we should do is, do we have any connections for name change lawyers? We should give her a free name change lawyer.
Shubha Ravindran.
Who the Christ does this? All right, Jerry Wyschowski, you went to Northridge University?
CSULB.
CSLUB, you're a smart man. You studied in journalism?
Yes.
You majored in journalism.
Yes.
Okay.
So I should actually know this.
Shubha Ravindran.
Shubha Ravindran.
You know what? I'm going to say C-H-E-V-A.
Bad vibes. You didn't even get the first letter right.
What are you talking? It's got to be a C.
Tim, could you please could you please just decipher the first name from the last name? Is it Shivara?
Shubha
Ravindran. Shubha Ravindran.
Let's see here. Let me see if we can get a clean shot at this. Let's have her pronounce it. Let's have Shiva, I think.
Right now, here, right behind me at the Gibson. We are live at Universal City. Shubha Ravindran.
Oh, Shubha Ravindran.
Now.
Ah, no. Look at that, man.
Well, if you would have told me that.
Yeah, you would have nailed it, right? You didn't get the first letter.
We are live at Universal City. Shubha Ravindran. We are live at Universal City. Shubha Ravindran.
Shubha Ravindran.
So she's Jewish?
I don't know what she is.
We are live at Universal City. Shubha Ravindran.
Shubha Ravindran. All right, here's the spelling, folks, for all you Shubha Ravindran fans out there. First name, capital S-U-B-H-A. That's S-U-B-H-A.
Shuba. We are live at Universal City, Shuba Ravindran.
Shuba.
Subba.
Shuba.
We are live at Universal City, Shuba Ravindran.
I didn't think she's pronouncing it correctly.
Universal City, Shuba Ravindran.
Let's see here.
Shuba Ravindran.
Let me get a clear shot at this woman's name here. Edit this.
Shuba Ravindran.
Okay.
Shuba Ravindran. Shuba Ravindran.
Okay. First letter, first name, S-U-B-H-A. Last name, R-A-V-I-N-D-R-A-N. Ravindran. Shiva Ravindran.
Shiva Ravindran. Shiva Ravindran.
I'm going to have Malibu Dan try to spell that tonight at 10. All right, Gina Grant, what's in the news at 9 o'clock, baby?
Well, there is basketball madness in the air with the NBA championships fast approaching and Danny Bonaducci threatening basketball stars on his show.
Whoa.
This and more after the break.
All right, don't forget, folks, at 10 o'clock we have Malibu Dan, Stump the Monkey. Also, Bald Brian is coming on from the Corolla Show. And David Letterman's coming up right now with the top 10 list, the top 10 signs your neighbors have a pet lion. Look at that. It's Tim Conway Jr. live at 97.1 Free FM.